Where I come from, a victimless crime is punching a guy in the dark. But here's another example. There was a household goods pitch every Saturday afternoon at Cross Lane Market, run by Barmy Mick. The insinuation being that to sell his stuff at such knockdown rates, he must have been certifiably insane. A punter on my round had acquired a gross crate of 100 watt Osram Pearl light bulbs at cost from Barmy Mick, who was a mate of his apparently, and with this initial outlay, he went into business. He went round knocking on doors and offering to change every light bulb in the house for a pound. It was a really good deal. Even if you didn't need any light bulbs changed, sooner or later one was going to blow, so it seemed well worth a quid for a complete household illumination update. So he goes around the houses and starts changing people's light bulb, but here's the genius of it. He puts the old bulbs he's taken out into the cardboard sleeves from his stock of new bulbs, sticks them back in his crate, and off he goes to the next house, where he plays the same trick. Genius! Everybody was happy, even if it was a fool's paradise. He wasn't even really doing anything illegal, because all he was saying was, I'll change every light bulb in your house for a pound. He's not claiming these bulbs are new, so technically, no one could nobble him under the Trade Descriptions Act. What a scam, or possibly scamola. The neat circularity of it, all the principles of capitalism in place, easy money, and it was an ongoing fucking gig. I felt privileged that he let me in on it. He obviously thought, here's a lad who can keep his trap shut. He had it made, or so you'd think. Who would kiss that off? But then, because of some urgent financial pressure, he had to sell his lucrative recycled lightbulb business to some other idiot who was never heard of again. I've said it before, and I'll say it again, you can't educate a mug.